Good evening, wherever you are. You're tuned to the Global Radical Indie Media Network. Your radio is now a tool of dissent. Turn up your hijacked speakers. We're coming in at you down the mics into your 21st century mass media mind control mechanisms, breaking the schisms between you and the media. This is the media. Perth Indie Media Radical Radio. Wake up, stand up and submit your activist media to the open publishing newswires of perth.indiemedia.org from 7 till 8 p.m. every Wednesday evening. This is the hour of the dissident. This is a shout out to the anti-corporate brothers and sisters, to the activistas and the anarchistas, to the refugees of a commodified culture, to the institutionalised, homogenised, terrorised, disenfranchised hacks of the pop culture. This is the word. We've taken the red pill and we reject the construct. Rebel, resist and organise from the back streets of Mount Lawley, Western Australia. Reclaim the media for yourself. This is Perth Indie Media Radical Radio.
Ooh. Yes, it's also a radio show.
It is. This is RTRFM 92.1. The time is 3 minutes plus 7 o'clock, which means, as just mentioned, it is Radical Radio time, and we'll be here till 8 o'clock. Tonight we'll be talking about activist things of an activist nature, activists talking activists, to activists by activists, and, yeah, join the club. With me in the studio tonight we have a couple of radicals from the just evil, terrorising radicals from the Junkadelic from the Junkadelic crew, and they'll be filling us in on what's happening down at Groovy Space. There's a bit of a demise happening at Groovy Space, and we'll be discussing that as well as a closing party. Also on the phone a bit later, we'll be talking to Ken Waterhouse from Collie, who lives next door to the Palmer Block out near, which is a block of Jarrah Forest, High Conservation Jarrah Forest, which is just under threat of logging, and roads went in last week. You might have seen it in the weekend media where activists, the West Australian were demanding that activists pay for the cops' expenses for going out there and trying to the overkill. Anyway, we're talking about the overkill. We're talking also with Jeremy, who was hanging from a tree out there last week. And, we're also, Ray is here too, aren't you? How are you going, Ray?
As usual, pretty good. Yourself, Al?
I'm going well.
You better?
Oh, yeah, I'm better. Yeah, like as I said last week, I've wiped the snot off my face, scraped it off, and got it in a jar in case you get hungry later.
Oh, is that like homeopathy?
Yeah, something like that. Yes, and that voice you just heard was Schmicky. How are you going, Schmick?
Yeah, good, thanks. How good? You doing?
I'm going quite well, actually, much better than I was last week. So, Groovy Space. I mean, what is Groovy Space?
Groovy Space is, Groovy Space is a space in Northbridge, which has been the Junkadelic warehouse for about 3 years now, I think. Junkadelic is a community arts group, percussion group. We do festivals, we've been a part of so many different things that have happened in Perth over the last few years. It's not funny, just from schools to parades to blah, blah, who knows, everything, and running workshops. And Groovy Space has been a big warehouse where we have been based as Junkadelic, and also many activist groups have come through and used it for meeting spaces. Refugee Rights Action Network have been meeting there for about 2 years, I think, plodding away at trying to work out the system. Perth Independent Media was there for ages.
We did. We built ourselves out of that space, yeah.
Yeah, and so that was. So there's been lots of positive energies. The National Union of Students, Environment Department kind of thing, NUS West, was there for a while. There's been squat parties organised out of there. There's been the Ludlow Chewett Forest Action Group was meeting there for ages, all throughout their campaign. Palmer Forest people have been meeting there as well. Outrage. Well, Outrage actually leases the building off Wilson's Parking, which have just sold it to. It's going to become a Homes West development. They're going to knock down this wicked little community arts activist organising centre in the middle of Perth. Yeah, so it's a bit of a shame.
So is the building, which is at 195 Pier Street, is that going to get knocked down?
Yeah, it's going to be knocked down, and pretty much, for those who know, there's like pretty much the whole building and the kind of car parking spaces there are going to be cleared out and turned into affordable housing in the city, I think.
Okay.
We had discussions with some of the engineers talking about sustainable development and sustainable sort of engineering and things like that, and they were like, oh, we didn't even know people were in here and whatever, you know. They just, the people who are selling it off really just have no, or the people who bought it have no clue what goes on there.
So basically it's run by you guys and rented off of Outrage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For really cheap. I mean, we've been paying
parties on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's a party on Saturday to celebrate. But And yeah, anyone who's been to Groovy Space at any time in the last few years, even when it was un-Groovy Space, all you squatters who had shit all over the walls, and all you graffiti artists that used to be in there, and Peter Grant, if you're out there, come along.
bring your cans.
Yeah, bring everyone. Yeah, 195 Pier Street. There'll be a little red tree out the front. You'll be able to spot it. And yeah, if you know Junkadelic or if you've had meetings there or anything, you know Groovy Space is. Perth Social Forum people. Yeah, and
spirits are active.
And we got Colin the house, Colin Bridges, RTR special. He's been a part of Junkadelic too. Groovy Space has been his haunt for the last 3 years as well.
Indeed, yes. Colin's always running around the place with a broom and stuff like that, sweeping up all the mess, and makes the best coffee in town.
When I think of Junkadelic, I mainly think of the rallies that were happening last year, and any anti-war rally, any sort of refugee rights rally, there's always Junkadelic. Is that going to still happen? Is Junkadelic still going to be a percussion group and be active and still doing gigs?
Junkadelic is definitely going to be remaining. We're thinking of, what our project for the next kind of year is looking towards doing puppetry and doing a kind of big kind of crazy puppet show.
Oh, wow.
But still maintaining, yeah, as much as possible the kind of sort of the presence at rallies and the presence of like, and also if we can get another space, it's definitely going to be another open space for meetings and stuff like that. We really want to maintain that, but it's a matter of finding a place that we can afford as a community arts group. Mm. And if we can move in with other people to like just create it. We're into building community. We're in with City Farm. We're in with all these kind of the ideas of permaculture, even like support the earth or care for earth, care for people, and share the surplus. And that's basically where we come from.
Well, City Farm's a similar sort of space, isn't it? Where it's activist run and community based organising.
City Farm is it's very much very similar, but because of their associations with Men of the Trees and because of what they do, they actually have to restrain from being overtly political. Whereas with Groovy Space, it's pretty much, despite its like links with Artrage, and Artrage are subversive to the max as well. But I didn't mean that. sorry, Marcus.
Of course they are.
So they're limited in that way. They do help out with lots of things, but they have to distance themselves, even no matter what personal beliefs are there. Mm. Whereas Groovy Space was very much a kind of an autonomous space run by Junkadelic, it was a really good thing, and I'm sad to see it go.
Yeah.
What people wanted it to become.
Yeah.
I guess it's sort of always important in any political struggle to have that sort of art side with the percussion group Junkadelic and with all the other things that are happening at Groovy Space. It was really, I guess, a real hub for like a countercultural sort of movement in Perth.
Yeah, and your group, Ray, Power From Within, that was always happening there too, and different little subgroups that came through there, and you know, there's all the conflict and all the good things that happen with activism and all the politics that goes on between everyone, and yeah, it was just a great thing. And yeah, I mean, Junkadelic is just like, it's kind of been it's been around for a little while, but it's kind of become a bit of an institution in ways. And
when I think of Junkadelic, the first thing I think of is Groovy Space, and then I think of all of the actions I've been to where Junkadelic are running they're at the front of the procession and carrying on and making all sorts of beautiful noise.
And our aim is really to infiltrate the minds of everyone in this fucking place, and basically to inspire people to not feel afraid of joining in. So if there's music going on the street, feel free to tap, feel free to like sing along. And Junkadelic, because we do workshops with every single living being we come in contact with, and we teach them all this basic stuff, these basic rhythms that you'll find in so many places, we're hoping that gradually through not just our efforts, but just like we put our efforts out there in order to bring people like up to scratch with the poorer places in the world, where music is everything, where music is like life, where it's like if there's party going on, people are out there not just because they like want to get pissed and want to do that, they're out there because like that's the vibe, that's the party, that's and the second line is a really important kind of phenomena which we sort of really try to push, which is the second line is all the revelers, the party goers, the people who come to see the band or come to hang out with the band, but join in just as much. The band sets the groove, but the people are the ones that like make the party, because without the people watching and listening to the band doesn't exist. The band is there at the same time as the people. They're not separate, they're one.
Rather than commodified music.
Yeah, definitely. That's right. We like to, what is it? We reuse the beats from the past and we reduce the rubbish of the pop industry.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Well, here's a little bite about corporate music, and we'll be back in about 20 seconds to talk more about this.
Corporate media, corporate music.